皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。さくらです。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2 number 25. What to wear?Sakura-san, what are we talking about today?
Buying clothes.
Yes, and when you're buying clothes, you're going to definitely want to...
try them on.
Oh, the intonation is priceless. Okay, so where does this conversation take place?
At a store.
Yeah, a departo, right?
A departo. Department
Can you just
store.
Fix that pronunciation?
Departo.
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 Department, short, of course, for department store. Now, today's conversation will be polite or informal. What kind of Japanese will we be using?
It's going to be polite.
Polite Japanese. So, with that said, let's listen to today's conversation. Here we go.
すいません。このジャケット着ていいですか?
どうぞ。こちらに鏡がありますよ。とてもお似合いですよ。ダークグレーはお客様にぴったりです。
そうですかね。
合わせてあちらの黒いズボンも履いてみてはどうですか。
はあ。
素晴らしい。この色はお客様にぴったりでございますよ。
はあ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
すいません。このジャケット着ていいですか?
どうぞ。こちらに鏡がありますよ。とてもお似合いですよ。ダークグレーはお客様にぴったりです。
そうですかね。
合わせてあちらの黒いズボンも履いてみてはどうですか?
はあ。
素晴らしい。この色はお客様にぴったりでございますよ。
はあ。次は英語が入ります。すいません。このジャケット着ていいですか?
Excuse me, can I try on this jacket?
どうぞ。こちらに鏡がありますよ。
Go ahead, there's a mirror over here.
とてもお似合いですよ。ダークグレーはお客様にぴったりです。
Oh, it looks really good. Dark gray is perfect on you.
そうですかね。
Yeah.
合わせてあちらの黒いズボンも履いてみてはどうですか?
How about combining them with those black pants?
はあ。
素晴らしい。この色はお客様にぴったりでございますよ。
Oh, wonderful. This color is perfect on you.
はあ。
桜さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか?桜さん、もしもし、そんなに感動的ですか? Was it that moving? Are you speechless? どう思いましたか?
はい、どうでしたか?ピーターさん。
そうですね、スーツの話ですね。Talking about suits。まあしばらく買っていませんのでよくわかりません
そうですね。
I haven't bought one in a while, so I can't really relate to this.
T-shirt とかだ。
Yeah, we're really, really dressed down at JapanesePod101.com. If you ever come to visit, T-shirt. Even like a tank top, I think is acceptable. All right, let's get into this vocab and let's run through this conversation real quick.
はい。
What do we have first?
着る。
Where?
kiru, kiru.
Now, the verb kiru in Japanese, there are a few verbs. And just hearing kiru, there is no way to tell if this means to wear, to cut, or a different verb. Mm-hmm. So there's two ways to tell. If it's spoken Japanese, of course, it's context. In written Japanese, we have...
kanji.
Yes. And this one is...
to wear.
Yeah, but sorry, my fault. This is one we can also find in...
Yes, the kanji used for kiru is also used to mean arrive.
Next we have...
kagami.
Mirror.
Kagami. Kagami.
And the kanji for this is sometimes a bit complicated, but I like this kanji and I think it makes so much sense. It's made up of three radicals.
Yes.
First we have
gold,
which is very, very nice. Mm. Then we have
stand,
followed by, right below that.
It looks like to see, but there's one horizontal bar missing.
So it's kind of like looking, but I kind of use this as a mnemonic. How is my pronunciation, Sakura-san? I had some feedback about my pronunciation about the word mnemonic, so hopefully I got that. So I use this,
yes.
Stand, look at gold. It's a mirror.
Yes, but just remembering that there's one horizontal bar missing. Ne?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But it's close enough,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think so.
Like Sakura-san standing, looking at herself, gold. And... I have a question for all of our listeners. Which one of today's hosts do you think has a mirror at their desk? Now, is it Peter or Sakura-san? I'll let you be the judge of that. On we go.
素晴らしい.
Wonderful, amazing, and a word you'll hear quite often in Japan.
素晴らしい. 素晴らしい.
Then we have?
お似合い.
Well matched.
お似合い. お似合い.
And this can also mean to suit one, looks good on. Lots of different meanings here.
It comes from 似合う, which has the same meaning. お似合い is used by shop clerks.
To indicate that something looks very good on the customer. It's a very polite way to say,
yes,
looks good on.
And also you can say somebody and somebody are お似合い. お似合いだね. お似合いですね.
They look good together.
Yeah.
Or they're a good match.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a couple.
Yes.
Okay. Sakura-san, do you hear that a lot?
No.
Okay. I personally like to use this when I see Sakura-san wearing one of those masks to prevent colds.
Hi.
All right. Next we have...
お客様.
An honored guest. Of course, you'll hear this if you're shopping.
お客様. お客様.
Now let's get into today's conversation. We start off with...
すみません.
Excuse me.
このジャケット着ていいですか?
May I wear this jacket? As in, try on. Now let's take a look here. It's quite interesting. First we have...
この.
This.
ジャケット.
This jacket.
着て.
Where?
いい.
Okay. Good.
ですか?
Is it? Literally, this jacket, where, is good. But we translate this as, is it all right or may I wear this jacket? Let's take a look at what's happening in this sentence. You know, there's no object marker. If we had the object marker, what would it be?
このジャケットを着ていいですか?
It would follow after the jacket. But again, the customer speaking, he's using polite Japanese, but as it's spoken Japanese, sometimes things are left out. Another very important thing, and something that might hide the grammatical structure of this sentence, is we have 着ていい. Now, the proper grammar here is actually
着てもいいですか? 着てもいい.
Yes, that mo indicating even if I wear this jacket, is it okay? And we translate this as, may I? So in spoken Japanese, the object marker got dropped. The mo following the te form of the verb got dropped. The ii desu ka is the same. This is followed by?
どうぞ.
please is a literal translation, but here, go ahead. Of course.
こちらに鏡がありますよ。
Over here, we have a mirror. And very straightforward, first we have...
こちら。
Which is the polite way to say this way.
に。
Indicating direction.
鏡。
Mirror.
が。
Subject marker.
ありますよ。
We have the polite form of the verb, ある。There is. And よ is emphasizing, letting the person know that in addition to just wearing it, you can see how it looks right this way. Then we have...
とてもお似合いですよ。
Which is, oh, it looks good on you. It really looks good on you. Which really tells us nothing about how it looks because this is sales.
そうだね。
Then we have...
ダークグレーはお客様にぴったりです。
Dark gray looks great. Dark gray is perfect on you. Now, let's just go through the sentence because, again, a lot is inferred. First we have...
ダークグレー。
And, of course, this is the colors. Now...Once you get used to these katakana words, they're going to sound very natural. At first, they're a bit daunting, but yes, dark gray. Then we have...
わ。
Topic marking particle. So we're talking about the color here.
お客様。
On you. It's a very polite way to talk about the customer.
に。
Direction on, because it's on the customer.
ぴったり。
Perfect. Just right. Perfect fit.
Yes.
Fits perfectly. And we're talking about this color, so perfect color for you.
です。
Is.
Yes.
This is followed by...
そうですかね。
Now, Sakura-san, we have, that's right, そうです, but this かね, what does this indicate here? We have the question marking particle followed by ね. So, is he sold on the idea?
No.
Oh, no. So, he's kind of like debating, right?
そう。そうですね。
So, the salesman sees red, or the salesman sees the opportunity, and he tries to close the deal by saying,
合わせて。あちらの黒いズボンも履いてみてはどうですか?
How about trying on those black pants over there? Put them together.
はあ。
But let's just back up a second. So, 合わせて is?
Together.
Yeah, put them together. Then we have?
あちら。
Over there?
の。
Over there's?
黒い。
Black?
ズボン。
Pants. ズボン is pants. Pants in Japanese is actually...
underwear, ne?
Yeah, so if you say pants, you'd be talking about someone's underwear. So
yeah, but if you say pants, it's going to be trousers. Recently.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, recently. Pants.
Got
but
it.
If you say pants, it's going to be different.
Okay, let's hear those one more time.
Pants.
And?
Pants.
And the latter is the trousers.
No.
Oh boy. Which is why you want to be very careful.
Pants is trousers, ne? The pants going down is underwear.
Okay, so going up.
Yes, pants
is the trousers. Going down.
Pants.
The underwear.
Underwear.
Got it.
Yes.
Yes. This is marked by?
も.
Also, so in addition to the jacket, then we have?
履いてみては。
Okay, first is the verb to put something on. Now, in English, we have to wear, to put on. And this is all one verb. Now, in Japanese, we have different verbs for different motions. When you put something on your upper body, it's 着る.
Yes.
But when you pull something up on your lower body, it's
履く.
And when we have the te form of this, it is
履いて.
And 履いてみて is to try.As in try on. Then we have?
どうですか?
How about? So how about trying on? The black pants over there. Put them together. And then he responds with?
はあ。
And then here it is.
素晴らしい。
Come on, that's not a sales 素晴らしい。
素晴らしい。
There it is. Now I'm maybe interested in buying. Then we have?
この色はお客様にぴったりでございますよ。
This color is perfect on you. And even now he changes desu to de gozaimasu, which means the same thing, just a little more polite. This color is perfect on you. And the customer?
Ha.
So still not decided, right? All right, so we're going to have to see what happens here.
Yes.
But yeah, a couple key points today. Wearing things in Japanese, there are different verbs. And we covered two today, upper body and lower body.
Yes.
Now, check out the PDF more. There's a much more detailed write-up on this. For us, that's going to do for today.
またね!